This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As I began reading the Old Testament book of Job, I found verses 4 and 5 of the first chapter fascinating. Let me suggest we study this section together using the 4S study approach. First, spread out the information before you. Job's seven sons were like modern-day privileged and affluent young adults. Their father was very wealthy, and they enjoyed the benefits his wealth gave them. The sons took turns having feasts in their homes. Their sisters were invited, and they had a great time eating and drinking. These were full-course events, and they participated or partied together right up till the end. There is no clear statement that they were doing anything wrong, but it implies they might have been, because when the parties were over, Job would send for them and have them purified. The next morning, he would get up early and make a sacrifice of burnt offering for each of them. His reason is stated clearly. He thought, "Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." This was Job's regular custom when his kids had a party. There's a hint his kids had a reputation of notoriety. Note chapter 8, verse 4. Bildad says, "When your children sinned against God, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin." Now that we have spread the information out before us, why don't you try sorting it into groups? In our next visit, we will structure it into an outline. If you'd like to review what we have studied thus far, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the Archives link. I would also like to hear from you. If these programs have been a blessing to you, or if you have questions, email me, ludgoltz@aol.com.